In 1971, Rabbi Kelemer had published a sefer entitled Snif Melucha, which contains within it about 25 different inyanim, different areas of discussion. And being that today is marks the shloshim of the p'tira of Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer, Zechon Atzadeh V'Kadosh the Bracha, I thought it would be wholly appropriate if we just studied one small ha'ara, one chiddush that Rabbi Kelemer explained. The Gemara in Erevin has a discussion about saying Shechiyanu, whether we say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also, and then it moves into saying it on the Kos. And the Gemara says, Hotaniach at Seres Rosh Hashanah, I could very readily understand saying Shechiyanu on the Kos when it comes to at Seres Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippurim Hechi Yavid. How do we do this in Yom Kippur? Imavorach Alei B'Shaselei. If we make a bracha on it and then we drink it, came into Amra Zman, since immediately once we say the Shechiyanu, after the Kiddush, Kablei Alei, already accepted the Yom Kippur, the Kedushas Yom Kippur, and the Yisura Achila of Yom Kippur, V'Arzalei, and therefore he's unable to drink the Kos. So how can you explain it? It's a Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav. I'm sorry, the Amar Le Rav, Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav, mi badalta. Did you, by mi badalta, when you drank, did you have in mind, did you separate yourself? Amar Le, in, yeah, badalta, abstained. So, you can do this before, but what about the Shetiyah? Livruch alei v'lanchei. To say a bracha and then just not to see, not to drink it. Hamavarech tzarech shiyitam. Someone who makes a bracha has to drink of it. So how can you do this? Leis v'leyunuka. So what you do is you give a cup of the wine. You give this to a child to drink. Gemara concludes by saying lesech l'sukh rabacha. Nevertheless, we're not going to hold like rabacha. Why is that? Duma osei lemisruch. We're worried about in future years, a child is going to say, oh, I remember that I drank on Yom Kippur from Kiddush. And therefore, in coming years, he may make a mistake when he realizes that now he's osei for him to drink. Rabbi Kelemer is bothered by a certain Rashi. The Rashi says, Leisvei liyunuka, lishtos la'achashi yivarach alav, the high shigitam, he will drink it, the child will drink it, after the person made the bracha, the high shigitam, to ka'amar, lav dafka ka'amar, amavarach, it doesn't mean that the mavarach, that the person who said the bracha has to drink the wine, hadin, kishasi achrina, the tama, Mishum, in other words, it would be okay if somebody else drinks it. Why? The reason is, Mishum de Ginai hu lekosha bracha. It's a Ginai. There's something wrong with it. It seems to be, it's inconceivable. De Ginai, there's something disparagent to a kosha bracha. Shelo yehene adam imenu, that a man shouldn't have a bracha, shouldn't have anah from it. La alta, immediately. Therefore, because the bracha bari pri hagafen would be shalol tzarach, it would not be for any purpose. There is a difference between a bracha lebatala and a bracha shalol tzarach. A bracha lebatala, there's absolutely no need for it whatsoever. A bracha that she'ena letzarach shalol tzarach is more like, for example, if a person wants to, although Rizal Machlokas, I think the Shlo HaKadosh says that you can do this, but many disagree, I want to have Meya Bracha. So what I do is I make a bracha, I eat, then I say a bracha achrona. Then I do again, I make a bracha to eat, then I say a bracha achrona. This way I keep on saying brachas. That's a bracha shelo letzarach, because there was no reason, you don't need, you can, once you've made a bracha and you're eating, that's fine. But to keep on going over and over, shelo letzarach, that's a separate issue. But it's a priyah gefen shelo letzarach. Umichi tam le achrina. But when you give this to somebody else to drink, shaper dummy, that's fine. Uchedesanya, like we have another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Bigamar to prepare for Uhu and Besdin. Lo Yifros Adam Prusa La Orchin. Person shouldn't be making brachas when you have people come over for an orech, for a visitor, to make a bracha for him to eat. Elim Kain Ochli Mama, unless you're eating with them. Sharei Hen Yicholon Lasos. Avo Poresuv Levanov, however, when it comes to the children, if you're teaching a child to say brachos, so you could say the bracha lebanav uvlebnei beisa kidei lechanch, in order to be mechanic them, to teach them. V'afal pi shehu lo ta'am, and even though he did not eat it himself, elebanav shaper dami, it's fine. V'afal pi sheberuch aleha berchas hamotzi, even though he said the bracha. So Rabbi Kellermer is bothered by this Rashi, and he says as follows. Barashi, leisvei kosa b'mayr b'tavurim d'tamim mishum d'gnayu l'kosha bracha. He's bothered by the lashon of it's a gnay. It's a gnay to the kosha bracha. Shelo ye adam mimenu. To what? Because the person will not drink it la'alta shetehi bracha hayayin d'birchas hagefen shelo l'tzarech u'michita'am le'achrin ha'shaper dami. Hadvarim tamuim, but I am bothered by this. They seem troubling. Shari im lo yehenemi menu yeshkan bracha levatala. Rabbi uses the lashon with bracha levatala. I wonder if he meant to say she'ain letzarach, not in the bracha levatala, but I think his question is, if you're not doing the bracha at all, you just make a bracha, you don't even have intention to eat it, to drink it, whatever it is, so that's a bracha levatala, but it's just true. A person sees an apple, it's, bracha to Hashem, lekenem chalam, bar preyayit, and moves on. There's a bracha levatala. Umaza shehichnas tam shel ganai. So why do you say it's a ganai? It's a ganai. Ayim zeh b'tshuvas haran. Okay, but Rabbi Kellerman's question is very simple. He doesn't drink from it at all. That's not a lashon of ganai. That's a bracha levatala. So how does the ganai help over here? Moreover, he says in the second question, it looks like Rashi's understanding nirum kisosrim. The mitchila kosav shehu ganai, and then he says v'sim b'tam de bracha shelo l'tzarach. Also, ganai doesn't seem to go with the lashon of shelo l'tzarach. It's two different things. Shelo l'tzarach means it's not necessary at all. Ganai says it's somewhat necessary, but pasnash. That's what a ganai is. Pasnash. You shouldn't do it. Ukvar heir b'zeh b'yafika yam chelik beis. It's not my own question. It's also other people ask this question. Then he says, also, let me understand this right. Old cuss of Rashi. Quoting from Rosh Hashanah, Lo yifras adam perusa la'archin elam kein ochali mohem sharhen yicholon la'asos avo porisu l'bon avu l'bnei baso. It's not correct. If a company in the house, and I make a bracha to them, Bori Priya Eitz or Shahaka, whatever they're eating, and I'm not eating, I'm not partaking in it, they're partaking in it. Kidei lechan, but it comes to chinuch, there's nothing wrong with that. Kidei lechancham b'mitzvahs, in order to teach them to do a mitzvah properly. V'afal pi shehu l'tam elabanav, even though he is not partaking, only his children, shaper dami, that's fine. Even though he said the birchas hamotzi, the rayasa, so Rabbi Kalman writes, rayasa tzorach biur. This raya, this proof needs to be understood. Shaharisham besugim mashmer shehu hetem miyuchad shatiru chazal machmas chinuch. What is Rashi doing? Rashi is bringing a raya that there's a concept that I can make a bracha, and someone else can drink from it, and it is enough. The child will drink it in Yom Kippur. And it's fine. It won't be a ganai. You're bringing a raya from the fact when I am teaching my children to say brachas, I will make the bracha and they will eat. So I don't understand. When it comes to a din of chinuch, that's something unique to the world of chinuch. Machmas chinuch misa shebeglal zeh eina mechuyev l'taom. You're comparing apples and oranges, literally. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you're talking about a chiv on the gavra to bim kaddish al hakos. But when it comes to the idea of chinuch is its own world. certain heterim that we allow in the chinuch that we won't allow universally. V'cheinu b'chidushei haritva shem, the ritva has the same idea. Masha en kein hocha. Adaraba. Yesh le demosu le reisha de breisha shemachuyiv l'tzom v'lo l'smoch atze imas acherim. So Rabbi Kelm is bothered by two points in Rashi. One is the Lashon of Gnai. The Lashon of Gnai seems to be inappropriate when you're talking about either a bracha she'en etzricha, or you're talking about bracha batala. What do you mean a Gnai? There are three levels. There's the bracha batala, ein etzricha, and a Gnai is like, sounds like bracha is somewhat okay to say, but it's Gnai that you're not drinking from it. So how do you explain this Rashi? It's a longer discussion. He brings in also a discussion about whether there's a difference between the Gaonim, which is quoted in the Mechaber. The Gaonim hold that when a person makes Kiddush, when it comes to the world of Kiddush, the person making the bracha, he does have to drink. He can't. It's not good enough for everyone else, which is against other ideas. We know that you can give it out to everyone else, it doesn't have to be mefarach. He says that lechatchila you should be mechayish to it. He says, but normally we're not worried about this. For example, nesuin, under the chuppah, Rabbi says the brachas. He says the bar pregafen and the chasen and kala, the ones who drink it, and the rav. Although some people are more makbah today, that the mesada kedushin should also take a little bit, put it on his finger, and drink it a little bit. All right, but not ever. I remember once it was Simchas Torah, and I showed this chumrah to Rabbi Kelmer. He had a little bit of a chuckle. Didn't really agree with him. And then it could be, so if it comes to Kiddush, that would be allowed. That the Mavarach has them, you can't give it to everyone else. And the Lavush basically says the difference is because one is the Daraisa, one is the Rabbanan. And perhaps they understand the deeper notion, which Rabbi Kelmer doesn't say. I'll just add to this. Perhaps the understanding is that when it comes to the Oraisa, this is the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is to make the Kiddush and to drink. When it comes to a mitzvah, it's the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim, they're the ones that they create all the rules and regulations, and perhaps there they can say, you just have to say a bracha and someone else could do it. All right, we're not going to discuss that part, but here is the pshat, the way Rabbi Kelmer understands this Rashi. Hanira b'zed hinei b'biya shita saritva b'erevin. Shehuva shem b'shuchanor hasova d'shtiyas kol ha-mesubin mitztarev l'shiyah melo lugmav. The ritva explains that if everyone around the table is drinking from the kol shel yayin, and together they have a melo lugmav, kosov ha-gon b'al mishnabura b'shar ha-tziyam, the Tama Shia Enam Mibne Yisuva Date Ela Shiganai Hulukos Shilo Yishtro Mimenu Shir Zeh. It's simply that this is the drinking, in other words, in order to show that there is a halacha of shtia, there has to be Melo Lugmav, just like a chila. There's no such thing as a chila without a kazayas. But he says the idea that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is it's a gnai lukos, it's a gnai, there's something incorrect that they shouldn't drink a melo lugmav. Ulufi zen nira. She yisol zvaras haga'onim she English dos ela hamavarach einam epas etzem mitzvahs kiddush. The fact that the ga'onim hold, that the mavarach, he who makes kiddush, he has to drink. It's not a din in kiddush. Ela mipnei she genayhu. It's a genay. What is the genay? She yavarach v'yikadesh. You make a bracha. V'yitim la'acha, shemara b'zeh, she'ein ha'kiddush chashuv alav. The kiddush is that when you make a bracha, and you just give it to someone else, it's not that I really want to partake in this. I have a chiv, I do it. But the kiddush is not chashuv to me. Lishtos heimenu, v'chol zeh dafka b'makam she'yocha l'tom. But that's where I'm able to drink. V'noti ma'acha, avo b'makam she'osru lo tam, she'bichi ha'gavna, but where you're not allowed to drink, i.e., on Yom Kippur. Ein b'chisas kovo l'kos, b'mesha ina tovim v'yocha l'tzeisi de'chavosar b'mesha nosu la'acha. It's not a g'nai. I'm not allowed to drink it. That's the halacha. Reminds me of Rav Moshe Feinstein was once asked, a person has a little dirt on his hat on Shabbos, you can't keep it, you can't clean it off because it's a malabeng. But they asked Rav Moshe, but it's not, what kind of covered Shabbos, what covered Gavra, how can you do such a thing? Rav Moshe says, if that's the halacha, that's covered Shabbos. I am going to be following it. So here, you can't drink it, so of course you give it to someone else, and that's not a ganai. Veshapa miyushav shitas hakaonu misu yagan demekivan shu yom kippur gamli shitasim yachalit no latino ve'im bezeganai. Even the gaonim who hold that the mavarach tzarech litom, the mamish, the hamavarach has to take it. He says, no, it doesn't matter of him because you can't drink it. And therefore, it's not a ganai. You're not being disparaging. You're not showing that you don't want to partake in this mitzvah. Uvezeh mavua kavonas Rashi. And that's what Rashi is trying to say here. Umezeh mavua kavonas Rashi l'nachom al etzem hata'ima bevadei hu mitam brocha levatola grida. That what? By not drinking it, it's a brachal of atola. Ela bezesh a tzorcham of varch litzom hu misvaris genai umach bezeh have a brachal of atola. Ela, however, it's not a brachal of atola. Let me introduce it differently. My problem with using lashon brachal of atola here is as follows: a kos shel bracha. How do I know this is a kos shel bracha? There are two things that we have to understand when you're making a borei pri hagafen. Let's say on a Friday night. Friday night meal, the Friday night kiddush. There is a berchas hamitzvah, and there is a berchas hananan. When I pick up a kosher, what defines this as a kosher bracha? The bracha bar pi hagafen. Simultaneously, hamavarach tzarach litom is like a dimmit de rabbanan, which now says you also have to drink it. So it's not a bracha levatala, even if someone doesn't drink it. Why? Because you needed the bracha to define this as a kosher bracha. So you had to say that. Now the second part, you have to drink it, the berchas hananan aspect. So when you don't drink this, umichitam le'achrina shapa, when someone else drinks it, it's fine. Kolomer b'chichai gavna shemavarach asa litzam. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, when you can't drink it, ain kan genai umemele gam lo bercha lo batala imto imacher umiyushav shnei ha'oros arishanos. I'm just explaining. I think what Rabbi Kellermer is saying over here is that the second aspect of the berchas nenen, the only that part would be on its own would be a bracha lo batala, but it's not a bracha lo batala because someone else is drinking it, and it's not a genai. Why is it not a ganai? Because I can't drink it. So by saying a bracha, berchas nenen, and not partaking for the reason that I'm not allowed, doesn't show us if I'm doing the mitzvah. I don't think it's chashuv enough for me to partake in it. Vigam seem devar of ola bekana echad. And now the second understanding, what he's bringing with the raya from chinuch, makes sense. Why? Tahamavarach for notin levanov litom kedei lechancham b'mitzvahs. You're doing this for the purpose, not for me. I'm doing the purpose to teach them Torah, the Mesorah. So v'rashi she'ena perishi yeshkan hetem yuchad. It's not because it's a din, there's a unique understanding of chinuch. Elata kavanasa l'chanacham shuv leka genai. When you're teaching them, there's no longer a genai. You're not being disparaging because you had a whole purpose why you did it this way. The yocha lidna lahem l'shtos afa bishahum avarach. And that's what it's over. It's a raya. Just like by when it comes in chinuch. It's not a genai because it's an ultimate purpose. It's not that I'm showing, I don't think it's chashev. I'm doing it dafka to show how chashev it is through teaching my children. So too by Yom Kippur. It's not a genai because I'm not allowed to drink it. And therefore by giving it to somebody else, it doesn't purport itself to be a ganai. She'asa l'tom d'leik a ganai yachal hatinuk lishtos ve'en kam bracha levatola. If I could just add to this idea of ganai, of saying a bracha, and then just like it's not considered chashuv, the Beis HaLevi, Rav Yosef Dov Ber Soloveitchik, who was the great-grandfather of the Rav, wrote in this week's parsha, V'yatom shemoa tishme'u b'koli u'shmartem es brisi v'hayisim li'sugula. So at the end of his long piece, he says a different idea, v'gam od bi'ur ha'dvarim. Masha Omer Khan, so the Beis Halevi says, b'pasuk sheni, shenei dvarim im shemoa tishme'u b'koli. They're doing two different things. Im shemoa tishme'u b'koli, if you will listen to my voice, if you will follow my mitzvahs, u'shmartem es brisi. What is the Shemartem as Brisi? Himshul Hadavah le'echot she'natzen lo ha'melech matana. The matana, the melech, a king gives someone a present. Lavish yakar, a beautiful clothing, v'nichbad, asher be'eis ha'rosel ha'melech, yilbash es ha'beged ha'yok alaz. When you're in front of me, I want you to wear this beged. U'bevadei she'mutal la'adam la'achziko be'kavur v'makon mechubon she'lo yipalu la'vavak v'lo yizlachik b'davra ha'moz. Obviously, when a person wears this, he makes sure, also follows it, makes sure that it's pressed pristinely. You make sure that there's no dirt on it. U'kemochein his haru al ha'misos l'shomram b'tara she'lo yipal aleihem avak miyetzo horis. It's the same thing I did over here. Torah and mitzvahs were given to us. And we have to make sure that there's no dust. In other words, the Yetzer Hara shouldn't overcome us. You shouldn't make it dirty. In other words, this is our approach how to be Shomer Torah and mitzvahs. V'zeu sha'om alehem u'shmartem es brisi she'yeh bris m'shumer etz lechem b'kedushaso v'taharaso naki mikol siyag u'psolas below taruvas shumpgam. And therefore, when you are observing a particular mitzvah, the bris, it should be meshumer, it should be carefully, it should be watched over to make sure that with everything you do, it doesn't appear to be done as if you're meluchluch, as if it's dirty and disparaging, etc., which goes very well with the pshat of Gennai. The Beis Halevi says, b'chol ha-Torah kula, in all of our mitzvahs, how we approach Torah mitzvahs have to be in the sense of a hislavas of love, of avas haTorah, should be an excitement. It shouldn't, just like it shouldn't be, when a person gives, the melech gives me a present, gives me beautiful clothing, I just throw it to the side, I act in a certain way, no, so I'll do it. So too is the way when a person should be shomer Torah or mitzvahs. He has to approach it with saying that this is something which is magnificent, the present which is given to me by the Melech, and it comes to Torah Mitzvahs, the Melech Malchi HaMelochim. So I thought this small piece of what Rabbi Kellermer had said is a beautiful understanding in the Rashi. And whenever, all of us who were sitting and learning with Rabbi Kellermer, he spent particular time in every single Rashi. Most people run to Tosfos and the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda, and all the other. Rabbi Kellerman says, like, take time to explain Rashi, just the Pshat. So the greatness, the Chachma, that so many of us just simply don't take the time to understand it. And I think this particular Pshat that Rabbi Kellerman is giving is also to be cognizant, to be reminiscent of who he was, a certain Simchus on Mitzvah, and how he did it. Just watching him, how he would put on his tefillin, very slowly, like sometimes when a person comes to Minyan, he quickly rubs, puts all the tefillin on, and puts it on the tefillin shayad, the tefillin shorosh. Rabbi Kellerman always used to do it deliberately, a certain ava. And I imagine right now, thinking of all the weddings, have in mind when Rabbi Kellerman was consulting his Sefer Torah, and you see this often when he was dancing with something. There was a certain moment, he would close his eyes and look heavenward. And you could see him as, you felt as if he was dancing with the Malachim or with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvodo V'yatzmo. There was a certain avas haTorah, and a certain avas of Torah u'mitzvahs that Rabbi Kellerman enthused was part of him. Yehi Ratzon, on this Shloshim, commemorating the Ketira of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Kellerman, that his Torah, his actions, his chesed, his teachings, all of the essence of Rabbi Kellerman, which is infused in the community of West Hempstead, and really in the entire world, we should be zocha to make this as to infuse in our lives. It should be our neshamas should accept all of his Torah, all of his teachings, and we should resemble that of which he hoped to teach us. Tehen nishmasu tzurah b'tochachayim.